Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going to Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck. That's probably one of the strangest.
I find that hard to believe. Shepard, tell him I'll buy me a coffee. No, oh, and by the way, welcome to Hammerlane Legends.
Yeah, no, that was your line.
That was my line, yes. And I forgot that.
Buymeacoffee.com/Hammerlane virtual tip jar. If you like this, the Baco, what we call a show, you can. It's a virtual tip jar. Follow simple prompts. Have at it. Enjoy.
Yep.
Peace be with you.
He got it. He narrowed it down.
Peace be with you.
That's what they do at church, right? They turn around and peace be with you. Okay. I used to hate that when I go to church with my wife. Well, I don't want to shake these people's hands. They're turning around. Peace be with you.
You really have
also with you.
You really have a problem, brother.
Oh, I have a lot of problems. There's people. Those are people.
They are
people. It's so people-y in there.
It is people-y. Because, you know, didn't you ever see, open the door and see all the people? This is the church. There's the steeple. Open the door and see all the people.
Holy
yeah. Been doing it for a while.
I'm thinking of a different song, but.
I figured you were. Anyway.
Who are we talking
to?
Today, we're talking to Randy. Randy, how are you doing? It's nice to see you.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. You're sounding good.
Well, good. I was worried about this headset, how it was going to come through.
Yep, sounds good. Yep, it does sound really good.
I hear a dog barking in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna hear a lot of them. On this place, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 German Shepherds and 1 Mountain Dog.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. My I live on my daughter's property. She got the Shepherds. Well, I've got one, but actually, I don't have any dogs. They belong to my wife.
Hmm. my wife kind of looks at our lives that way. She thinks I live on her property.
I do. You're just the caretaker.
Well, I don't even do that anymore. I let somebody else do the grass.
He farms that out.
I'm a farmer. I'm farming stuff out. I let somebody else cut the grass. Somebody else shovel the sidewalks.
He keeps the economy going.
I do. I am. I'm supporting small businesses all around me. Local. I'm keeping it local. Anyway, back to Randy.
All right.
So how did you? You were a truck driver. Are you currently still? Are you retired? I don't know.
I'm still driving. Retirement is a word I've still yet to understand the definition of.
I heard that.
I used to joke and tell people that I'd retire the day they pull my corpse out from behind the wheel.
Uh-huh.
I've changed that. It's going to be the day after. I just want to see if they're going to give me a watch.
Well, you know, that way you can tell when you're dead. You can tell the time, what time you died.
I don't know. I mean, I'm only 60, sneaking up on 61, so I got some time left.
Okay, yeah. That's fantastic. And how long you been driving?
Be 41 years. Ooh, 41 years this month.
Wow.
Wow.
That is freaking
awesome. I was 19, hauling chickens.
Wow. Things have changed.
Not the big stinky ones, the little cute ones.
The ones everybody wants.
Ain't no feeling like chicken mobiling.
You're just
the company I started with did breeding stock. And we dispersed it. Big guys are on the West Coast in Canada. And, yeah, it was a pretty good rig. I mean, I was driving a B-class truck. Everything was paid for. Always virgin tires because, you know, whenever you got these birds and you got 100,000 of them on board and they're worth 250 each, that's $250,000 load.
Wow. Oof.
So they took very good care of their drivers.
That's a lot of chickens.
It is a
Not
lot
with a little.
Well, it's still a lot. They don't take up much room.
They don't take up much room, but it's still a lot of chickens.
They put them in boxes and stack them up.
Wow. I watch TV.
Watch TV.
I've seen them collect the little chickens.
You boxes. Watch TV. You go out 78 to go to the chicken plant.
Like then, Bell and Evans.
I see That's the hauler. It. I see the haulers with the ducks, and they're going down the road. Mm-hmm. There's a duck farm somewhere in Pennsylvania here, and you see the feathers for like a mile before you catch up to them, and it's like, oh,
turkey season, you can really see that coming.
You know something foul is coming.
Absolutely. I got into that just because my grandpa had a dozing business, and he ended up selling that off. So I was looking for something else to do. One of our neighbors that moved in was a plumber, and he got me in on the plumber apprenticeship. And I really figured I was going to be a plumber. But when you're 17 and a half, 18 years old, young and dumb, full of you know what.
Yep.
The guy took a little offense to me. What's the word I can use that's nice? Being with his wife.
Oh.
You were making sure all the plumbing wasn't clogged.
Yeah. You're keeping your own plumbing clean.
Yeah. He not only fired me, he blackballed me from the apprenticeship program. There wasn't a plumber out there that would touch me. So I'm all depressed.
Well, they were all grandpa,
yeah, there you go. My grandpa says, I just don't know what I'm going to do. He says, well, why don't you just go drive truck? I said, Grandpa, I don't know how to drive truck. He says, you've operated every piece of equipment in my dozer business. You can drive a truck. Boy, I wish I hadn't taken that advice.
41 years later. Can I go back to plumbing?
Yeah. Nope. Now I'm married.
It does put a damper on things, doesn't it?
Yeah, karma is real, and she's evil.
She is. You know she's a woman because she's evil.
Yeah, but sometimes it's fun to dance with.
The devil? Well,
but it's been a good life. I mean, 41 years, and I've only been out of work twice, and both times because I wanted to be.
Now that's the way to do it.
Yes, yes. I just needed to take a little break. Was it 3 months one time and about 4 weeks the next time?
Nice. I took a 3-month break 2 years ago. I had my hip replaced.
Yeah, but that ain't much of a break there.
It ain't.
My wife had the same thing done. And, well, a knee. Looks like we're going to do the other knee.
There you go. That's another couple of months off.
For her.
Yeah.
More work for you because now you got to clean up and pick up after everything.
No, he got a dog. Yeah.
Yeah, the misogyny is running thick in this one.
It's deep.
We're going to get a call from HR.
Well,
at least they know the number then.
The overlords at Merkle Media will be on the phone.
Yeah, they do know the number.
It's the only time.
Oh, yeah.
You said, time you, and you said you can't talk to them.
But anyway.
It's funny you brought that up like that.
Oh man, you know. So you hauled chickens.
Yeah, I did. I did that for about 10 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Been, like, hey, they treated us well, but pay could have been a little bit more. So whenever I had the chance to go over the road, I was hit with a little snag there. Because I've been running over the road in the B class and needed to get my A. Because I never went to truck driving school. I'm one of those grandfathered in with a waiver. And whenever my original boss at the chicken place signed the waiver, he wouldn't go an A because I was running a B class truck. So, okay, so he's honest. Anyway, I needed to upgrade the. Hang on a second. had a little distraction at my feet. Needed to upgrade from a B to an A. And at that time, you did have to go to school. But if you were already driving, you could go here in the state of Washington. You could go to a state certified instructor. As long as you had a truck to drive, he'd meet up with you. You pay him $50 and do your little run, and he'll sign you off.
Wow. So,
I needed a truck, and at that time I was running dump truck, but just a solo rig. And one of our contractors that came in, that boy didn't know me from Adam. A guy by the name of Max Wick. He'd only been around me at work, and he overheard what I needed. He says, "Well, come on out and get my truck." I'm like, "Are you serious?" He's, "Yeah, come on out and get it." He was 40 miles away from where I needed to be. He loaned me that really nice Mack dump truck and trailer, and down the road I went. You don't find people like that these days.
No, so, you don't.
Anyway, I get on I get on down to where I'm supposed to meet that state certified instructor. And I pulls in, he climbs up in the cab, and we get to jaw a bit. And come to find out we had a mutual friend and a mechanic. And just kept on talking. He says, "Okay," he's signing up some paperwork. He says, "I need $50. I'm like, "All right, here it is." And he hands me back a piece of paper. "What's this?" He says, "You passed." I hadn't even turned the wheel with him in the cab.
Wow.
So I had to ask him about it. He says, "Hey, you don't need me to tell you you can drive a truck. You need me to tell the state you can drive a truck." I says, "But how do you know I can drive?" He says, "Well, I seen you pull in. You done drove this thing about 40 miles down here. You didn't see no cars hung up underneath it. I figured you'd drive." And that's how I got my A upgrade.
That's awesome. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, not, no.
No, I don't think it should be like that. It's nice to work out for him, but
right.
Because he can drive.
I see some of the doofuses
back
out
4 years ago, that was all right. Nowadays, no. Not so much a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, not so much a lot.
No.
Yeah. And I've been running A ever since.
That's
been
fantastic.
11 years over the road with the chickens, and the, I got ended up getting into hauling freight, refrigerated freight. Boy, I'll never do that again. Hey. Noisy, receivers, shippers. You guys wouldn't know anything about
you
that.
You have a shipper, no. Too. Really annoying.
You have a shipper. And he is annoying.
Yeah. So thank
you very much.
I did. Well, I went from that to hauling wood chips and possum belly trailers. Mm-hmm. Did that for, oh my God, 7 years, 7.5? And then I got this job where I'm at now, running flatbed, been there ever since.
Wow. How do you like that? How do you like running flat? Apparently you like it. I mean, it's not a bad job. You're there for a long time.
Yeah. I'm there, well, 23 years now. And I like it fine. I don't have to tarp.
That was the next question.
There you go.
We haul our own product. You know, it's a, I drive for a company that makes bag concrete, And I just deliver to stores and warehouses. It's just awesome. It's real easy. That, yeah. And I'm not embarrassed anymore of driving flatbed. You know why they built the flatbed, don't you? That's for drivers that don't know how to close doors.
Indeed it is.
You're hauling bag concrete and they don't make you tarp that?
No, sir. No, it's all wrapped up in plastic. When I first started for this company, we did tarp. But unfortunately, a driver several years back in one of the other plants back east, he got a strap hung up between the pallets of product. He got up on top of his load. Long story short, he fell and landed on his head.
Wow.
And as a result, a few weeks later, he ended up dying because of that. And that's when my company said no more. They come. I came in on a Monday and all the tarps were gone off all the trucks, and we haven't tarped since.
Wow. So they installed like a plastic wrapper type of thing?
Just wrapped it the,
yeah, the shrink wrap wraps up, then a top sheet goes over, and then it wraps back down and basically bags it off.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And here in Washington, where it rains most of the time, we were really worried about that, but we haven't had any complaints from any customers.
Wow, that's great.
Well, look at it this way. If you're hauling, you know, cement, well, now you're hauling block.
It's preformed.
Right. We formed it up for you. No charge.
Yeah, the other thing I like about this company is, as my boss says, if it's snowing, we ain't going.
Wow.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yeah.
What do you mean you ain't going? That flatbed's going to weigh 40-something thousand pounds. All the weight you need.
It'll hold you down until you're empty.
Well, the problem is so much their drivers. They're more worried about the other idiots on the road.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, that's true. Since they're able to control their idiots, they just leave us at home.
Now, I have to ask, because I don't know. I really don't know off the top of my head. How much does it snow out there? Do you guys
not
get a lot?
Where I'm at here on the west side, I mean, we get 3-4 inches. And, oh, man, all hell breaks loose. People are just panicking.
Tier 4, everything shuts down.
Chain up. Yep.
Chain
and that's the problem. Everybody panics, and they're going to run into you or cause you to have to hit the binders and run into them.
That's it.
So, you know, we did have the policy that they left it to our discretion, but here lately they'll send us a text message. It happened last week or week before. Hey, stay home. And we did.
Yeah, I don't mind those kind of. You can send me a text like that at least 2 times a week. Or 3.
Yeah, I've heard you guys talking about your situation there. And honestly, when it comes right down to it, that license is yours. And,
yeah.
Well, we're just all a bunch of hookers. We sell it off to the best client.
Yes, we do.
That's a good way to look at it.
At least the best client we can get a hold of. Oh, dang it.
Whoever's going to use Bill in our G-string, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
That's a mental image. I don't wish I didn't have
a bunch of truck drivers and G-strings. I don't know about that, bro.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'll never get that image out of my skull now.
I knew I should have DMV. I should have just stayed at the DMV. I should have just stayed.
Well, you're bringing up some traumatic memories for me, Shepard. I have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Asked if I wanted to be pleasured by another truck driver. That one scared me.
Wow.
Was it a male truck driver or a female truck driver?
Couldn't tell.
Male. I'm sure he identified as male because he walked right into the restroom toilet with me.
Wow. He's just willing to help. He's a helpful kind of guy. You know, truck drivers help you shift.
I went to the throne and he went to the urinal. You know, I didn't think nothing of it. And then as I'm sitting there in mid prairie dog, I hear, I don't even know if I'll just tell you, he's, you want a blowjob? I froze.
Yep.
I froze and I didn't say a word.
What do you
and
say?
And all of a sudden he says it again.
No,
at which time I grabbed my buck knife, I flipped it open and it clicked really loud in there. The guy just goes, I'll take that as a hard no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why you keep the doors closed and you go from A to B.
Well, I can tell you, it affected me. I don't even like stopping those places anymore. I'll find a tree.
I hear you. Yep.
Hanging over the guardrail, anything.
Yep, guardrails will work fine. Keep paper towels in the truck with you.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's why I like those Bounty Selectifies.
Yipper. The quicker picker upper. The right size towel for the right job.
The confidence.
Yeah. This is when fuel mileage becomes important to your truck.
It does.
Computer says 700 miles to go. We're going to go for 8.
We're getting as far away from him as we can.
Now, keeping all things fair, I have been. What's the word I'm looking for whenever they come up? They ask if you want some. But there have been women involved. I stopped at a rest area one night, and this gal comes up to me and wanted to know if I wanted my truck cleaned. Well, everybody that's been driving knows that they don't come right out and say what they're going to say. It's always something different.
Some euphemism, and
I looked at her and said, yeah, I do. And she followed me back out to my truck, opened up the passenger door. I reached inside, grabbed Windex paper towels, turned around, handed them to her. I said, you can start on the windows.
You didn't give her a squeeze.
She got mad and walked off.
No sense of humor, huh?
None whatsoever. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I agree.
That's going to be my new euphemism for my wife. Hey, I need my truck cleaned, honey.
That's like so 1990s. You just coming into this now?
Yeah,
man.
I never heard that before.
You got a 25-year slide there.
Yeah, nobody ever asked me if they want
Chrissy's
to
just going to tell you that it's just an automatic. Just push the button, bro.
Yeah. I had a trainee with me once named Frank. I was taking him down to Sacramento or Fresno. But we stopped at the truck shop there in Redding. And I lost him. He's out in the store area. And he's talking to some gal. And I'm like, hey, Frank, we got to go, man. He's, oh, yeah. And he introduces me to this gal. I can't remember what name she used, but he introduces me to her. She's, I think she does leather work. I'm like, what? She wanted to know if I wanted a name on my belt. I started laughing. I said, Frank, she didn't say, do you want your name on your belt? Do you want a name on your belt? And it was just like the fog cleared, and he realized what she was. He stood there just stupefied and slacking the gape jaw. That boy couldn't say nothing. All right, Frank, let's go.
Probably his best move. Let's just keep it closed and keep walking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
There's a lot of opportunity out there, but, man, you got to think about what you got at home and what you're going to be bringing home.
Right, because that's like luggage. You don't get rid of it. Some of it.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It does indeed.
Just because you take a shot and clears everything up
doesn't mean it's all good.
Special shampoo and you're on your way.
Yeah, look at your head.
That's not the head I'm talking about. This time.
You know, you guys are missing out on a golden opportunity for Merkel Media. You ought to start another podcast called Shipper Unchained.
We talked about that already. Oh, I had
of course,
plans.
It won't be on YouTube. You'll have to put it on Rumble.
Plans, and it was $5 a subscription. But I tell you what, you get your $5 out of it when I was
doing
it.
That's going to be Hammerlane Legends only fans.
After dark.
Add me up.
Hammerlane Legends Blue Channel.
That's going to have to be behind the paywall on that one.
It would be fun. It would be exciting.
Couldn't be, he couldn't be on YouTube.
It couldn't be anywhere. I'm not sure he could even.
Probably wouldn't even be able to get it on Pornhub. No, this is too much for us.
Even they have standards.
I was like, no.
Yeah, that would be funny. I agree.
I've said
I agree,
it.
Randy. That would be good.
I've said it. Yeah. Some polls and...
Wait. Yeah, I don't know if I'm coming in for the show.
I'm not coming in for the show. You're on your own, brother.
Come in. This whole shelf will be full
just
of
show
lube
me how to push. Just show me how to push record. I'll take care of the rest.
Handcuffs and poles.
Learn from Pete Diddy. He's got baby oil all over it.
You went there, huh?
I did.
As you did.
You're always the third wheel, aren't you?
I am.
Oh man!
Back to Washington.
Yeah, here we are.
But he brought it up, just so you know.
Yeah, I own that one. I did.
That brings it up. It's okay.
That's right. But I agree with him.
Of course you do.
Another step over the rail, and we went right off.
Oh yeah,
tripped on it, rolled down the hill.
Yes, we did.
Shit, we gotta get back.
Just pass that idea back to your overlords and see what they come up with.
Hey, we got two fans.
We got two.
We gotta listen to this. Why do they keep calling us overlords?
You know. It's a good thing they're my kids.
That has a lot me.
Yeah, they won't fire you, but they're gonna say, you know, Shipper and Dre, they gotta go.
I mean, you know. I don't know. I've been here for about 125 shows.
Too, you know. Dad, who? You know? Yeah, you can't fire your dad. Dad, who?
He's three states away.
We did.
That's where it stopped.
I'm done.
Hit the wall. Hit the wall.
Enough said. I don't need to say anything else.
No, you've got your own. You got your own groupies going on. Well, man, your own.
We'll
fans.
Go back to Randy.
The boys out. The boys out in California. There.
I got a question. Oh. You're hauling the flatbed with the concrete and everything. You said that you're just go to your customers and everything. Is that like local, or do you go out for days at a time and do?
Oh,
or you
local.
Local. All local stuff.
Yeah, we used to do overnighters into Montana, but that was before the electronic logs. Mm. And they'd set us up with a room. We had expense account, you know, for per diem. But they've started building more plants and don't have to do that overnight stuff anymore. So.
That's good.
That's awesome. It is nice
being home. Kinda.
It is. Yeah.
I like once in a while being, you know,
you keep rubbing it out. Coming home every day. Shut
you
up.
Come home every day. What the hell? You're not staying out.
What do you mean?
All I can. No.
He broke it again.
All I can tell you is I think Shipper wants to become a plumber apprentice.
Well, I don't know if I could recommend that or not, Shipper, because. Well, you know, you're like me. You're a pretty hefty boy and a little long, too.
Yeah. This
there's
guy
a lot of crawling around on that. It tells me you can't run as fast as you used to.
Nope.
And he's not going to be able to fit through that bedroom window if the husband comes through.
Nope. He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
You see that round, the shipper-sized hole in the side of the building? Oh, yeah. You hear a big diesel whistling down the road.
How you like that, Sheriff? You're sitting there minding your own business, and then all of a sudden you got drug into it again.
That's how it starts.
Shipper's the victim.
That is one thing Shipper never does, is sit here and mind his own business.
You know, it seems like I get all this from the people from the West Coast, too.
You do. They love you, brother.
You got fans. You got fans.
Yep, there are Republicans.
Yes, you do.
Oh, they didn't
yes,
say that.
There are.
See?
I ain't stopped smiling since November 5th, and after January 20th, I really started smiling. And that's as political as I'm going to get.
It's all right.
Still you're, smiling now.
It's your hour.
Your $5,000 is on the way.
Oh, I can only hope so.
How about it, right?
I gladly cash that check.
No, I got direct deposit. They put it right in. We ain't waiting for no check to get here.
Oh, my word.
This ain't my fault. I asked a trucking question. I got us back on track. Everybody fell right off the wagon again.
Did he say the F word?
I did. See, this
I'm
is
Johnny Kilowatt.
I'm getting the letter from corporate.
Yep.
Here, I've been sitting here just every time that word comes up, I'm like, and I got to think of something else. just let it fly.
He's so natural for him to.
Now you have to listen to your show, see if AI catches it. If not, well, you know,
every once in a while, one slips through.
They do slip through.
Because if you string them together,
it doesn't
know what's going on.
Because AI reasons that nobody could possibly put that many F words together at one time.
Oh my!
The computer starts smoking. It's sucking in too much. I can't keep up.
I quit.
The Elon robot is there pushing the button. No.
Shipper's the reason AI is never going to be a full-time thing, because it just can't handle him.
It's not my problem. For the life of me, I don't understand why the language thing is still a thing on YouTube anyway.
Wow, that's just so weird. You can't say certain words, but somebody can throw out the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan. You can't say the deleted themselves word. But you can say F.
I'm not sure what you mean by deleted themselves.
When somebody deletes themselves,
F'd off.
They did themselves in.
Killed themselves?
Yeah, you can't say suicide. Now we're going to get banned on YouTube.
Oh, that's right. You got to say it. No,
you can't say that. You can't say.
What's my favorite song from Ozzy Osbourne?
You can't say SA. Sexual assault. Do you guys not pay attention?
All right.
I'm going to start talking to you over here because you seem to be able to know.
Won't say the SA word. You can say the what it is.
You can't.
RA.
That's why they were great.
They were
great. That's what people said. I'm telling you. That's what people watch. Watch YouTube.
All these illegals are coming in here and
you
raping
can't
the
say
women.
Those words, but you can say the F-bomb.
But now
which is what just told, and I don't, you know, I don't, I'm not a word police. I don't care.
You know, back when I grew up, there was only seven words.
Yes.
I know. George Carlin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But you can say sexual assault. You can say the other. Okay. Because I was going to say news is on YouTube.
They don't even say SA. They say sexual, they don't say sexual assault. They say SA.
I've never heard that essay before.
Because that would throw me off. Because somebody's doing an essay now.
I thought you were talking about a Hispanic guy going essay.
Yeah. Right? I was going to go there, but I figured
Mike, take it there. Yep, there we go.
That's Kilowatt.
I was already getting a letter for corporate. They can just throw that in there too now.
It's all gooder.
Well, hopefully we can fence the election in January 20th, we can start putting a bunch of this stupid crap behind us and start talking like real people again.
Yes, amen. It would be good. We're all looking.
The first time I heard that phrase of made him unalive, I'm like, what in the hell is that?
Unalive. Wow.
You mean dead?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too strong of a word.
He's deader than a doornail.
You can't do that. You can't. You literally can't.
Stand by.
Unanimated.
Stand by. Unanimated. There you go. That's right.
You can't call him homeless either. Now he's the unhoused. What is that?
Are you kidding?
Remember when we used to call him bums?
Hobos, vagabonds. You know, if you're a classy bum, you were a vagabond. You know,
he has ceased and desisted on breathing.
He has. It's a long way of saying it, but it's no different than unalive.
Right.
My pants fell off. No, I was unpantsed.
Deep pants fell down to the ground.
Okay. What's the little guy's name?
DeBlaine. Herve Villachez. I can't believe I remember that name.
Depends.
I don't know when we took the turn, but I never heard that.
It's when we listen back. Oh, that's where it came off. All right.
Well, it's like the lack of courtesy out there.
It
between
is.
Drivers.
Yeah, yes. This is what happens when you use signals.
You know, other than the fact that, you know, a very large percentage of them can't speak English, I think I've narrowed it down to the lack of the restaurant in the truck stop. Truck stops are nothing but a big fuel stop
yep.
with a convenience store.
Everybody's driving hangry.
Right. And, well, yep. you don't have that time to be sitting in a booth like you used to was.
Yep.
You know, and overhear the conversation of the guy next to you and right. interject. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you two are conversing.
Yep.
And you might even strike up a friendship. But you learn what he was going through. And when he learns what you're going through. And you do this a lot. You know, like every time you stop to get a meal,
mm-hmm.
you get to know people. And you that do. Courtesy goes right through. Anymore, geez, I walk through the truck stop. And, you know, all they got is junk food and something out of the hot box.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk past the guy. If you really want to freak a guy out at a truck stop, say hi. They don't know what to do.
No.
They hit the
don't
ground.
Look at you with that dead stare and go, what did he say? And I think yep. we just need to really get back into, you know, we're a community. At least I've always thought we were a community. Mm-hmm. And I remember the days whenever we were courteous toward one another and stopped and helped a guy out.
Yeah.
That ain't happening no more.
Nope.
Yeah. I think as a country as a whole, we need to start doing that just with everybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It would be oh, nice yeah. to be a little more courteous.
I'll get off the soapbox now.
No, that's okay. It's a good soapbox to be on. Because it straightens us out. We now we
get back to the good old days. We had triple digit trucks and everybody helped each other out. I'm for that.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
What do you mean you yeah. can't do 100?
It's true. Certainly can. Allow me to show you.
Yes. Just break that seal there. You don't need that. Just turn that there. There you go.
Up a little bit. It is amazing how much the industry has changed. You know, over the yeah. years, it's just, it is so different. And it's sad that it's as different as it is.
Can't even find out what's going on. You come you into a traffic jam and yeah. you want to get on the radio to find out what it is. You'd
like to know before you hit the traffic jam yeah. that there's a traffic jam. So maybe you could exit off, but nobody's talking. Nobody says anything.
Well, I don't even keep the radio you know? On anymore because all it is guys arguing with each other.
Usually about politics.
Hell, there's
like
some
that.
Days. Yeah. I have a hard time getting through the first traffic light after work. You know what I'm saying?
Shipper
yeah,
stuff.
I don't even have a radio in my truck.
Nine.
Stopped him dead in his tracks, though, didn't I?
You can't say
once in a while, I've got an app for State of Washington Department of Transportation. It's a really good app. And if you set up your traffic alerts, it'll let you know. The problem is you can only do it by county. Mm-hmm. And you may not, you know, like I run I-5 a lot. You know, they might have something going on Highway 9, and I still get those alerts. Well, there I am. I got that there Lytics camera, and all of a sudden I'm distracted because I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah. Mm. Uh-oh. Do you have inward-facing cameras or just outward?
Both.
Ah.
Oh, man, that both. Sucks.
Did that you take know, you
and I'm 100% behind the outward-facing camera. I yep. think it's a great idea. But, man, they don't need to see me scratching my butt or picking
right.
my nose.
Right.
You know, but, and something tells me that's distracted driving.
Look at the size of this.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yelling up to the camera.
Wow.
They had our cameras. I was one of the redheaded stepchildren that had the camera cover taken off and, you know, let it ride. I didn't care.
Did they have sound? Is there sound on the inside camera? Like a
they
microphone?
Tell you no, but if you watch some of the videos that they would show you of guys screwing up, when the guy hit the cow, you know, he's going down the road and all of a sudden there's a cow, you hear the osh.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw the video.
Yeah, so. And then there, yeah. I said to him, he says, I thought we didn't have in-cab sound. Oh. We do.
So they can hear
you. Oh, yeah, they can hear everything.
They can hear you when you're singing along on the
right.
radio.
Yeah, or yapping
they,
on the phone.
They got it all.
It's constant.
They kind of look forward to mine. Because anytime something happens, you know, Like I had my most recent one, I had a guy cut in front of me from my right side. Uh-huh. And all I had to do to, you know, to keep from hitting him was just jam the brakes. Then, of course, you get a hard brake and your little camera goes off.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and I wouldn't even think about the camera at the time. I just looked at the feller and I said, see, that's why nobody likes you. And, oh, man, the overlord thought that was funnier than hell. It made it round. Yeah, they have audio. Matter of fact, a year ago at another plant, they've got audio of a driver that was smoking some foreign substance out of a piece of foil. Yeah. And then he took his high-vis vest, which is a mesh vest. Uh-huh. He hangs it over his camera. Okay, now you've got a lens obstruction, and they're going to pay attention. And didn't stop to think about the audio. And he had himself a little party with a hooker in the cab. He's no longer with the company.
But it made for great audio. Yeah. Wow, wow, chicky, well, wow, wow.
That's all I heard.
And they didn't even bother to drug test the boy because we've got a very strong no passenger policy, and that was their express thing just to fire him on the spot.
Wow.
If you're not technically driving, is it really a passenger, though?
Well, there's riding going on.
That's true. Yeah, they were riding. Not the truck.
Yeah, I asked them if I could see the video, and they wouldn't let me.
Nothing to see here. They did steam clean the truck, though, when he was done, didn't they?
I can only hope so.
Ain't nobody sitting in that seat.
Close it off and fired it back up again. Disney
all
ride.
Good, you know. Mercy, no, don't worry about that. You're good.
Why are there bleach stains all over? We had to really clean it. Don't worry about it.
Luminol.
Oh. What are we looking for? Oh.
You remember when they were,
what the hell happened here?
You remember when they were doing it at our place with certain trucks?
That was during COVID. They were,
oh, is that what that was?
And when
Mercy, when Jesse.
Yeah, when they, oh, that truck, people refused to drive it because, well, they were scared of getting whatever, that Mercy.
Yeah.
And then when you went in there, they bleached, literally bleached. The seat had bleach, like giant, they just got some dock guys and gave them a thing of bleach and a brush to go clean the truck
all over.
And that stank like Clorox, and the seat was stained. It was so brittle because that's what happens when you get, you know, the seat fell apart. That was, nobody drove that truck for a while.
No.
Like, that dude lost his leg. I'm not driving the truck.
Yep.
All because they didn't change the in-cab air filter.
That's what it was.
He wasn't getting heat.
That's it.
Not, but it sounds good.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, another podcast.
We are going to, we're going to have to start.
You said
one.
You wanted the two a week.
We're going to have to do that. I'm going to have to talk to the overlords. Yeah.
Can we just let Shipper off the leash and let him go?
If he's not going to be on his phone.
Free range Shipper.
Yes, sir. Yeah, free range Shipper. Yep, maybe he's uncaged.
Maybe they'll let you on YouTube Premium because it's behind a paywall there.
Yeah, there you go.
He's put a giant disclaimer. You know,
enter at your own risk.
TVMA.
Yes, sir.
I got ideas.
Yeah,
that's what scares me.
Be very scared.
I am. It makes me nervous.
Happens.
It does.
You can take a year off and just tour the country. Do a podcast live from.
Oh, that would be cool. We'd have to get a van or a bus or a truck.
No, I want a bus. I need
right
room.
Away wants a bus.
Damn straight.
That's how it is. Well, if you can get the Merkle Media overlords to okay that. Do you want me? I love that Overlords thing. That's freaking awesome, man. That is awesome. That's like settling right in, you know? I mean, like, it's becoming comfortable.
I don't know how your kids are going to like it so much.
God, they don't listen. No, they don't. Until the producer goes, hey, Jack, Overlord? Overlord 2?
Put that in the AI. We want that cut out.
Can you grab Overlord 1? I've got something for you to listen to.
I need you and the head overlord to be on the conference call.
Get him off his high horse and throne. You know, right. Bring him out.
Yes.
Oh, that's freaking funny.
We run over Bigfoot.
We run over something. So what else have you done in your lifetime there, Randy? I mean, you know, have you always lived, and I guess this is a good question, have you always lived out in Washington State?
See, I gave him credit.
No. You might be able to tell by the accent I ain't from here. My dad moved us out here in 79 to get a job with Boeing. Uh-huh. But I'm originally from Southern Illinois.
Okay, that makes sense. Because you can hear it.
And I had to throw the Southern part in because people ask me, where are you from? And I say Illinois, and they automatically, everybody goes to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I ain't from Chicago. They talk funny up there.
They do. They do. So you were how old when you moved out there then, if I can ask? I mean, not that.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. That was 79. So I was 15. Yeah, because it was the same year that I had my heart surgery. So, yeah, 15.
Wow. You had heart surgery at 15.
Yeah. I had what they call a coartation of the aorta. It's a birth defect where the aorta was constricted to the size of a pinhead and a section of it about an inch long. And didn't know anything about it. I had a heart murmur all my life. And I was, you know, even played sports in junior high and then came out here to high school. Had to go get the sports physical. And it just so happens the doc that I'd seen first about having the physical ended up being our family doctor. Was savvy enough to figure out that at 15 I shouldn't have a murmur like that. So he checked my blood pressure. It came in at 200 over 110.
Holy crap. Wow.
And that's what he said.
Well, at least you know the veins are clear.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing sticking over.
There's good pressure on his valve.
Yeah.
So they opened me up, cut the section out, sewed the ends back together, and sent me on my way.
Wow. That's freaking crazy.
Said no drinking for 6 weeks and been drinking ever since.
I wouldn't know anything about that drinking part.
It's medicinal liquids.
Of course.
It's my medicine. Always.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, 15.
I know, right?
My brother was born with a hole in his heart. And so he was like, 6 months old when they did open heart surgery on him. That was terrifying.
I bet.
I mean, I was only 6 years old, but
and they blamed it on you.
Well, yeah, probably. Always my fault. No, that wasn't until later, until I got married. Then everything became my fault.
There you go. That's the way. You got to grow up first. Well, sort of.
Never will.
Because <Yeah. laughs> Toys R Us is closed, so
why start now?
Can't be a kid anymore.
I beg to differ. My wife says I act like a 2-year-old sometimes. So.
That's all right.
Being a kid is still a thing.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
I act like a 2-year-old sometimes too. I'm always trying to grab the boobies.
Ooh.
Sorry.
And you're talking that's about me.
Gonna put that in the letter.
Hey, I said boobies.
Right back to the gummy thing.
I said boobies. Could have used another word popped in there first. I didn't say it. The tea.
It wasn't breast.
There you go. Ta-ta. There you go.
You know. Chicks.
Not allowed to call them that anymore. Broads or anything like that.
Yeah, the one I always got my wife ticked off was
when
I called him a split tail. Split tail. Y'all got that visual now, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Indeed.
Yeah, I ain't allowed to use that much.
I think we're going to invite Randy on the Blue Channel.
Yes. I'm a co-podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as mute as I am now because, man, I actually got to think before I speak on this.
Nope.
That's completely backwards from what I normally do. My wife says I ain't got a filter.
Once you're past 50, you let it fly because you just think, oh, I never knew I even said that. Claim dementia.
I had it in me. And it's not now. It's ahead of me.
Right.
What do you mean that's not what they call them?
Yeah.
That's not a Brazil nut.
Oh, man, you are old school.
Sorry, that was the first thing that popped into my head. There. What my grandfather used to call him.
That's the first thing that popped into your head.
I didn't stop what I was supposed to say anymore. My grandfather would.
Broads. What happened to broads and chicks? We were there.
We were talking about stuff you're not allowed to say anymore. And listening to what all my grandfather said, there's a lot of stuff you can't say anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a grandfather like that too.
That's
what they tell me. Oh my word.
Whatever's going on in the world, he had a name for the person who he thought was responsible for it.
Yeah. And it's these same cast of characters.
Yeah, and these people yell at me now.
Wow.
Just keep it all in my voices all in my head. One occasionally spills out.
They're all screaming in
there. They're not really staying in your head.
It's so loud in here. They're all trying to get out.
Just letting you know.
Well, if you're easily offended, get away. Stay away.
Yeah. You know, Randy, I really do agree with the courtesy has really gone out. Better bring this full circle, this thing, you know?
All right there, Pepper.
Circle back. Yep, we're going to circle back around.
Circle back to some courtesy.
All right, Tootie. my word. All right. Let's put this show back on rails here.
None of you guys have done the over the road thing, have you?
No.
No. No.
Only over the road thing I did is when I had a 2-dayer for towing a truck somewhere. And I was pissed because I couldn't make it back.
At least you're honest.
What do you mean I can't drop this off? I only ran up to Maine. I can make it back.
I'm still awake.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Ish.
There was only one night that I went through the median.
Just ignore those.
You guys ever get the opportunity, whether you're driving, you know, for a living or not, I would definitely recommend going up into Canada and spending some time. That is some of I ran Canada for about 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And that is some of the most beautiful country you're ever going to lay your eyes on.
Did you do any hunting fishing up there or anything when you were going up? I'm just curious.
No. I was always run it in, drop the load, and run back.
The only hunting he was doing was if anything was on the road.
That sounds like shipper.
Well, a lot of it on the road. I had an encounter with a big bull elk.
Yeah.
I was running an 85 Freightliner at the time, cab over. And they've got these big plywood cutouts. I mean, they're huge of an elk. Uh-huh. And it's a white elk. And all it says in bold letters is elk. And when you see one of those signs, slow down, especially if it's dark out.
Oh,
because they're not kidding. We got stopped. Me and Raji was my first team partner. We got stopped one night up there. I was driving elk all over the road, and I'm needing to go. And so I just blew the air horn. That was a big mistake. That doggone bull elk took offense to that. He walked up and he stared at me eye to eye through the windshield. That's how big that thing was.
Yeah.
I thought to myself right then and there, self, you done screwed up. Just let them have their time, and eventually they walked off.
And everybody says up in Canada, they're really courteous up there. Doesn't sound like that was a very nice elk.
The elk didn't get the memo.
Yes.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
And that courtesy in Canada depends on where in Canada you're at. If you're closer to the border, they're a lot nicer. The deeper north you get into the interior, the more standoffish they get. They're just a bunch of Canadian hillbillies, you know, and they don't really want to stop talk to you. They're I can't say they're antisocial. They're just anti you being there. but you know, if I say Edmonton, Alberta, south, they're pretty nice. All around BC, Edmonton, and Saskatchewan when I was up there. But
oh, okay. That's
some beautiful stuff, especially when you're going through and the Aurora Borealis pops out. You want to talk about distracted driving.
I bet.
Get up there in the middle of nowhere where there ain't no lights around at all, and you see the Aurora Borealis. That's one of my fondest memories.
I bet. That's got to be beautiful.
Nature's
Man,
light show.
Man, how about it?
Yes.
But on the other hand, you know that road, what is that? That show, Highway to Hell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the truck drivers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting there a few years back watching that with the wife, and they're on the Coke. And I thought, man, I drove that all the time. Or Highway 1, you know, Highway 3, right. Yellowhead, all of them. And she's, you drove that? I'm like, yeah. She's, I don't want to know anything that you do from now on. So I have to, anytime anything happens on the road, she asks me, you know, what's happening out there. I tell her nothing. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. Because I've taken her on some of the mountain roads that I've driven on, and just little two lane highways, and we're in my pickup, and she's like, "How in the hell do you get 73 feet of truck down through here?" Oh, well, pretty simple. Close my eyes and drive.
Me and Stevie Wonder.
I really like the mountain driving around here. I mean, it's beautiful until it snows. But like I said, when it snows, I don't go.
That's the best.
That is one of those things that, you know, around here we have mountains, but, you know, 2,500 feet.
Yeah, these ain't mountains. These really are molehills.
It's like a hill. It's just a little high hill. That's all.
Get all excited in 80 when you go to the highest point on Interstate 80.
East of like, the Mississippi.
What is it, like 4,000 feet or something?
2,580.
Yeah, it's not even.
Yeah, no, it's not even 4,000.
Not even a pimple. Nope.
Like, well, we've got a couple of 4,000 footers, but most of ours are right around the 2,300 range. Yeah. The difference is we don't get that much snow, and the snow that does fall here is wet and snotty, and people just get out in front of you, and all of a sudden they're under you.
They do that here too. It must be something, you know, East Coast, West Coast, any coast.
They do it in the dry weather. They do.
They do. They run right into your truck at a stoplight, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go dumping diesel all over the ground.
There wasn't enough JB Weld to plug those holes.
Bar stops leaks. Yeah. I don't think so.
Bars leaks for the radiator, and that ain't going to help.
Nope, ain't going to work. Oh, man, that's freaking funny. Well, Randy, this has been a lot of fun. I really haven't. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we I don't want to end us if you got more story.
Oh, dude, I've got enough stories for a couple more shows. I promise you.
And you know what? We're going to bring you back on for a couple more shows.
For Hammerling Blue.
Yep.
speaking of words you can and can't say, I was hesitant to tell you about the 350-pound dick story, but we'll worry about that one next.
Robert.
Oh, man.
Tune in to the next show.
We'll just leave that little seed right there and pick it up next time.
Let that germinate for a while.
It's Washington. Plant the apple, man. Watch the seeds.
Yes, sir.
We jump apple seed.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
Oh, like I said, I'm 41 years on the road. I got a story or two.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you would grace us once again, we'd love to have you back on the show, and we'll do some more chit-chatting.
Oh, I will, you know, because I'm going to need an update on what the overlords say about unchaining shepherds. So.
Next week, we'll be reading a policy the lawyers drew up. We are sorry that we said these things. Well,
I got news for you, sweetheart. You're going to be reading it, because I sure now won't be.
We're sorry for all the things we've said.
We will endeavor to be better in the future.
If this may be my last podcast, you'll find me somewhere.
We'll endeavor to be better in the future. If we have to.
Yeah. The following words will no longer be said.
Oh, just anymore.
Wait a minute. I'm not allowed to say them. How come I can read them?
Oh, man, that is funny. All right. Well,
I have to post them on a whiteboard and go finger one by one.
We just have it up on the wall.
Paul Roving his whiteboard.
Hold on. Shipper said another one. I got to get up right.
That's got to be our producer.
That's our producer. He's got to keep a log of them.
I've heard a lot of them. Never heard that one. I actually got that in a memo. From our producer. I said, you know, look for this word. And he goes, well, I've heard a lot of words, but I've never heard that. I won't look out how to spell it either. Oh, man, that's a great place to end this show. Randy, thank you so much for coming on. It was a blast. It really was.
It has been.
I think we laughed more today than we have in a long time. That was really great. We had a great time. Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank your wife for getting us hooked up, you know, the connection going here and all that.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I'd be lost about that woman.
I heard that, man. I heard that. So we appreciate that. With all that being said,
keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Have a good
share the show. Share the show.
He goes right to the last thing all the time.
Why are we leaving?
If we enjoyed the show, we enjoyed ourselves. We had a good time on the show. We hope everybody out there enjoyed themselves listening to the show. Mike, if everybody enjoyed themselves listening to the show,
don't look at me. Look at the camera. Look at the camera.
What should they
tell
do?
The people.
What should the people do, Mike? What should
share
they do?
Share the show. Facebook, Instagram, X.
You got it.
Or Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever. Yep. Just share it. Thank you, Mike.
That's about, what is that new one? Blue Sky? Is that a thing? I think that's a new social media platform.
I did not know that.
All the angry liberals that can't stand Elon left X, and now they're going to something called Blue Sky. Oh. See how that works out for them.
Right. All right, Shipper.
What?
What's your line? Keep the hammer down.
I already said it.
Say it again.
Keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Get the hell out of here.
Fantastic. All right.
Well-oiled machine.
We are. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.